Greetings, greetings, shalom, shalom, in the wonderful, beautiful, awesome name of our ever-loving, ever-kind, ever-giving, all-compassionate Elohim, Yahuwah, Eloheinu, and in the name of our Melchizedek High Priest, King Yahusha HaMashiach, the one who laid down his life for us, and he took it up again, and he's now sitting at the right hand of power and great glory and giving honor to his Ruach HaKodesh, whom he gave unto us, whom he received from his Father, who seals us until the day of redemption with the gift of eternal life. My beloved, I thank you for listening in. This is Sister Rose, aka Adaya, here live on Spreaker. And I'm coming to you live from North Dakota. I'm grateful for the weather. It's a little chilly, but that's okay. We want a little coolness sometimes. So I just want to say all praise, all glory, and honor to the Most High Elohim, Yahuwah, for waking up this morning. I'm sure we know that somebody did not make it this morning to their destination. So every day we wake up, it's a day to give honor, to give praise, and to give glory to the Most High. Hallelujah. 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 So this morning title is Return, Yeshayarel. Return, O Yeshayarel, unto Yahuwah through his Melchizedek High Priest, King Yahusha HaMashiach. My beloved, as I come to you, I want to go straight into the word of Almighty Yah, because it is very urgent. This is an urgent message to the lost sheep of the house of Yeshayarel. We're seeking those who are lost of the house of Yeshayarel. We're encouraging you by the Ruach HaKodesh of the living Elohim to return unto right ruling, and we're going to get into more discussion on how you go about returning to righteous living so that you may be found pleasing and worthy in the last days to inherit the gift of everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we're reading from verse 4 to 9, and it says, "Hear, O Yeshayarel, Yahuwah, our Elohim is one Yahuwah, and thou shalt love Yahuwah your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the host of your house and on your gates." My beloved, we're called to obey Yahuwah, that it may be well with us, that we may be able to receive the gift of eternal life that is promised to all those who will come to the knowledge of the truth of his Melchizedek High Priest, King Yahusha HaMashiach. Hallelujah, because only through coming to the knowledge of the truth, beloved, will you be able to endure and overcome the destructions that are prophesied in the book of Revelation against the nations, against this world. My beloved, it's time for Yeshayarel to wake up and smell the coffee. Today, my beloved, if you hear the voice of Abba Yahuwah calling out to you, don't be stiff-necked, beloved. Don't be stiff-necked. Don't be stiff-necked. Don't be stiff-necked, beloved. It's time to return unto Yahuwah by following His commandments, His Torah, by following His laws and His statutes and His decrees, my beloved, by saying yes to the sacrifice that He gave to the whole world, which is found in John 3:16, for it's a very familiar verse, and it says, "For Elohim, soul of the world, that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whosoever will believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life, beloved." And to those who believe, my beloved, He will give eternal life, my beloved. Beloved, let me go ahead and read that for you, beloved. Because we know that you would want to be saved, my beloved. You want to be covered, my beloved, from the destructions, beloved, that are prophesied, beloved. So John 3:16, and then we go to 17. It says, "For Yah sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. The one who is condemned," according to verse 18, "he that believes on Him is not condemned." The one who believes is not condemned, but he that believes not is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the Yakid of Yahuwah. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. 20, "For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in Yahuwah." Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your Kadosh name, and we glorify your name, Abba Yah, in the name of your Son, King Yahusha, HaMashiach. My beloved, this is an urgent call. It's an urgent plea, beloved. It's an urgent call and an urgent plea to repent and return to Yahuwah, the creator of the heaven and earth. Beloved, you know Him. You know Him. It's in your heart to know Him. The King is coming soon, beloved. The King, Yahusha, HaMashiach, the one whom I just shared with you in John 3:16, He's coming again. He's coming very soon, my beloved. And like I shared with you, His rewards are going to be with Him. Let's take a look at what it says in Matthew 24. And it says in 24:29, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." Verse 30, "And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, my beloved. And He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds of heaven." From the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So Yahusha HaMashiach is coming again, beloved, as prophesied. Beloved, it's time to repent, it's time to repent, it's time to repent and turn to the only one who has redemption, and it is through the blood of Yahusha HaMashiach, it's through the blood of Yahusha HaMashiach. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word in Isaiah 40 verse 5 says, "And the glory of Yahuwah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah have spoken it, my beloved." The mouth of Yahuwah have spoken it, my beloved. His Son King Yahusha HaMashiach is coming back again, like you heard in Matthew 24. And the only way to escape the great tribulation that is mentioned, my beloved, in verse 29 is to choose the Melchizedek high priest, my beloved. My beloved is to choose the Melchizedek high priest, that your robe may be washed in the blood of the Lamb, and that it may be white and spotless, my beloved, so that you may be able to receive what the Father has in store for everyone who say yes to his Son, for everyone who accepts his Son, for everyone who believes in his Son, for everyone who receives his Son. For it says in John chapter 1 that to everyone who receives his Son, he gave the right to become sons of Elohim, sons not born by human decision, nor a husband's will, nor born of blood, but born of Yahuwah, our Elohim. And hear the voice of Yahuwah this day through his Melchizedek King Yahusha, through his Ruach HaKodesh, who we receive as believers, who seal us until everlasting life. Beloved, hear the voice of the Father, for he is speaking to the lost sheep of the house of Yeshayahu, and he's speaking to anyone who will hear his voice and receive his Son. And he says, repent and return to Yah, for the King is coming. Repent and return, for the King is coming soon. And keep his commandments. No idols, no idol worship, only Yah. Return to Yah, that you may be saved, my beloved. Return to Yah, that you may be saved, for he is coming again, and his reward is going to be with him, my beloved. My beloved, his reward is going to be with him. He says, let's reason together. Let's reason together. Today is a day of reasoning, beloved. Let's reason together. Let's hear what the word of Yah says. Let's hear what the mouth of Yah has spoken. He says in Isaiah, Yeshayahu chapter 1, and we're looking at verse 18. Okay, let's go from 16. It says, wash yourself, make yourself clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, verse 18, and let us reason together, says Yahuwah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of Yahuwah have spoken it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Which land, my beloved? Which land? We are talking about the land of Yeshayahu that was promised to the children of Yeshayahu, beloved. There is going to be redemption. Yeshayahu is going to be in their land again, my beloved. Yeshayahu is going to be in their land. But today, beloved, you're called to repent. You're called to return. You're called to return from following the gods of the pagan nations. You're called to return to following after Yahuwah, because his commandments say, beloved, that he shows mercy. He shows mercy to those who love him, to 1,000 generations, those who keep his commandments. But those who worship idol, those who follow the world system, beloved, he said, thou shalt not bow down thyself to any idol. Hallelujah. Let's go back to the beginning of that commandment. Let's go back to the beginning. He says, I am Yahuwah, your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall have no other mighty ones before me. You shall not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, Yahuwah, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahuwah, your Elohim, in vain, for Yahuwah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. We want to keep Shabbat holy, to sanctify it, as Yahuwah, your Elohim, hath commanded thee. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, your Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, you, your son, your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor any stranger that is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. And remember that you was a servant in the land of Egypt, and that Yahuwah your Elohim brought you thence through a mighty hand by a stretched out arm. Therefore Yahuwah your Elohim commanded you to keep the Shabbat day. Honor your father and your mother, as Yahuwah thy Elohim hath commanded thee, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which Yahuwah your Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against your neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is thy neighbor's. These words Yahuwah spoke unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire of the cloud and of the thick darkness with a great voice. And he added no more, and he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto me. And this be me being Moshe. Beloved, we're encouraged to get back to Torah. We're encouraged to get back to righteous ruling. We're encouraged as a Melchizedek priest is what you become when you receive his son, when you believe on him, and when you're immersed in his name, when you receive his sacrifice, beloved, that he paid for you and me, when he bled on the stake, beloved, when he was crucified, beloved, when you receive him, beloved, when you repent, my beloved, and when you turn from your sins and be baptized, when you repent and be baptized in his name, beloved, for the remission of sins, you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. And the Ruach HaKodesh is promised unto you and to your children and to all that are far, far off, even as many as Yahuwah or Elohim shall call. And Yahuwah or Elohim is calling the lost sheep of Yahshayarel today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Abba. We bless your name. Hallelujah. For it is good to sing praises unto our Elohim, for it is pleasant and praises comely. Yahuwah builds up Yerushalayim. He gathers together the outcast of Yahshayarel. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. He tells the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Great is our Adonai and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Yahuwah lifts up the meek. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto Yahuwah with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp to our Elohim, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow upon the mountains. He gives to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delights not in the strength of the horse. He takes not pleasure in the legs of a man. Yahuwah takes pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise it, Yahuwah, O Yerushalayim. Praise your Elohim, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends forth his commandment upon earth. His world runs very swiftly. He gives snow like the wool. He scatters the hoarfrost like ashes. He casts forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He shows his word unto Yaakov, his statutes and his judgments unto Yashayarel. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise be unto our Elohim, Yahuwah, our sovereign, the creator of the universe, our King of glory. Praise be to his son, Yahusha, our Kohen Gadol, our high priest, who takes away the sins of the world. And remember, beloved, he is coming again, and his rewards are going to be with him for those who choose to follow him, for those who choose to return unto him, beloved. His rewards are going to be with them. Remember, you're encouraged, beloved, to repent and return to Yah, for his Melchizedek, King of glory, King Yahusha, HaMashiach, is coming, beloved. I'm going to read for you the scriptures according to Revelation chapter 3 and chapter 4. And if you're able to turn to your scriptures, beloved, you want to turn with me, because it's important to know, beloved, that the King of glory, the Melchizedek, the King of righteousness, the King of Shalom, the Son of the Almighty Elohim, is prophesied to come, and he's coming soon, and we want to be ready. And it says in Revelation 3, and unto the angel of the called out assembly in Sardis write, these things says he that has the seven ruachot of Yahuwah and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you live and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have found your works perfect before Yahuwah. Remember it, therefore, how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Repent, if therefore you shall not watch, I will come on you as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the sepulchre of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Ruach says unto the called out assemblies, and to the angel of the called out assembly in Philadelphia write. These things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I knoweth your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength, and have guarded my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Yahudim and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have guarded the word of my patience. I also will guard you from the hour of calamity which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwelleth upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which you have, that no man take your crown. him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of Yahuwah, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my Yahuwah, and I will write upon him the name of Yahuwah, and the name of the city of Yahuwah, which is New Yerushalayim, which comes down out of heaven from Yahuwah, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Ruach says unto the called out assemblies, and unto the angel of the called out assembly of the Laodiceans write. These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of Yahuwah. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth, because you say, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and know not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear at what the Ruach says unto the called out assemblies. He's coming back again. King Yahusha HaMashiach, his reward is going to be with them. We're encouraged to repent and return to Abaya in spirit and in truth, in keeping his commandments, which are still standing. They have not been abolished, my beloved. Return, beloved, to righteous ruling, and choose, beloved, choose. Choose wisely, for the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father Yah, we bless your name. We thank you for calling the lost sheep of Yahshayarel today, Abaya, in King Yahusha. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Revelation 4. After this I looked, and behold, a gate was opening in the heavens. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a shofar talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things at which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Ruach, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald, and round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw it 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 menorah of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 ruachot of Yahuwah. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 living creatures full of eyes before and behind. And the first living creature was like a lion, and the second living creature like a calf, and the third living creature had a face as a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle, and the four living creatures had each of them six wings above him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Yahuwah Elohim Sevaoth, which was and which is and is to come. And when those living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Yahuwah Eloheinu, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. We belong to the creator of the heavens and the earth. We belong to the creator of the seas and everything therein. We are not our own. We were purchased by the blood. We were purchased by the blood. And in Revelation 5, it says, And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a sea for written, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the sefer and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the sefer, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the sefer and to read the sefer, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Yehudah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the sefer and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven ruachot of Yahuwah sent forth into all the earth, the seven spirits of Yahuwah sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the sefer out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the sefer, the four living creatures and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the Kadeshim. And they sung a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the sefer and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and has redeemed us to Yahuwah by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and have made us unto our Yah kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that live forever and ever. Hallelujah. Beloved, Revelation 5, we see the Lamb, the King, Melchizedek, the King of Righteousness, Yahusha HaMashiach, is found worthy to take the scroll. He is the Lamb of Yah, and he was found worthy to take the scroll because he has redeemed us unto Yahuwah Elohim, the creator of the world, out of every tribe, people, nation, and tongue. hung by his blood that was shed on Calvary. We bless your name. We bless your name, Abba Yah. And he made us unto Yah kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Let me ask you, my beloved, Do you rather suffer and perish with this world system? But would you rather be redeemed, my beloved? Because Matthew 24, 29 to 31 remind us that the Son is going to come in his power and great glory. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I chose the Lamb. I chose to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. And I could tell you that he leads to everlasting life. I can tell you that he leads to eternal life. I can tell you that he leads to abundant life in this world now and in the world to come. We get to live eternally, beloved, because in Acts, if you remember, it says that when we believe in him and when we are immersed in his name for the remission of sins, we will receive his Ruach HaKodesh, whom his Father gave him as a gift for having laid down his life and picking his life up again, beloved, so that we can be saved, beloved. And when we choose him, when we choose to follow him, and when we choose to follow him to his Father and denounce the idols and denounce the world system and get back to a Torah lifestyle of righteousness, beloved, and when we pray and ask for the Ruach HaKodesh, our Abba is faithful to pour out his Ruach. His Son is faithful to pour out his Ruach upon us, beloved, as we are priests, as you heard in Revelation 5, according to the order of Melchizedek. My beloved, I encourage you to pray to Abba Yah in the name of his Son, Yahusha HaMashiach. There's no other name, beloved. Contrary to popular teachings, there's no other name given but by the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, whereby we can be saved, beloved. That is the only name, because John 14, 6 says, I am the way. Yahusha says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no one cometh unto the Father but by him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at Revelation 7, my beloved. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Yah. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to the earth and this to hurt. It was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yah in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Yashayarel. Of the tribe of Yehuda were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of God were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Yishakar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and king dreads and people and tongues stood before the throne and the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Yeshua, which is salvation, to our Yahuwah, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four living creatures, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped Yah, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our Yah forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of Yahuwah, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall not hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And Yahuwah shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. My beloved, Yahuwah is calling you. My beloved, you heard the word today. He says, beloved, to repent and return. Beloved, return to right ruling, that your robe may be dipped in the blood of the Lamb, my beloved, that you may get to reign with the Mashiach, my beloved, for he is coming again, my beloved. And I bless your name. I bless your name, Abaya. I bless your name. I bless your name, beloved. I bless your name. Beloved, there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19. Revelation 19, we got to get out the world system. It says, And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Yeshua and glory and honor and power unto Yahuwah Eloheinu. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which they corrupt the earth with their fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped Yah that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah! And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our Yah and all his servants, and he that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for Yahuwah Elohim Sevaoth reigns. Hallelujah, for Yahuwah Elohim Sevaoth reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the Kadesh. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true words of Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Revelation 19, 1 to 9. And I fell at his feet, verse 10, to worship him. And he said unto me, See, you do it not. I am a fellow servant
and of your brethren that have the testimony of Yahusha. Worship Yah, for the testimony of Yahusha is the ruach of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahuwah. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Yahuwah Sevaoth. Hallelujah. And he has on his vesture and on his name and on his thigh a name written, Melech, King Amalekim, and Adonai, Adonohim. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great Yahuwah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, beloved, that word in verse 16 in Hebrew is King of Kings and Sovereign of Sovereigns. Verse 18 of 19, that he may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, with which the sword proceeded out of his mouth. Hallelujah. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Beloved, the Mashiach is coming again. He's coming again. He's coming again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless his Kadosh name. We glorify in his name. Beloved, you want to repent. You want to return. You want to partake in the marriage supper of the Lamb through having received his gift, his free gift of salvation, through having received his Ruach HaKodesh, whom you receive when you immerse in his name and pray to receive his Ruach HaKodesh. Beloved, beloved, you have to be sealed, beloved, to escape the judgments that are written against the great whore and the beast and all that are written in Revelation. You want to come out of idol worship. You want to come out of pagan worship. You want to come out of the great war. You want to come out of the Catholic system and the church system that are preaching that the commandments are done away with. My beloved, you want to come into righteous, right ruling by repenting and returning to Yahuwah through his Melchizedek high priest and his King Yahusha HaMashiach, who takes away the sins of the world by his blood that you saw redeemed us unto Yahuwah in Revelation 5. So he's calling out to you, lost sheep, to return, to return, to return. Today is the acceptable day, my beloved. Do not harden your heart, because those who have said yes to the Mashiach, those who have said yes to righteousness in returning to Yahuwah, through his son, and in keeping with his Torah, it says that they will get to reign. They will get to reign for 1,000 years, known as the millennium. In Revelation 20, we'll start reading from verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yahusha and for the word of Yahuwah, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Amashiach Yahusha 1,000 years, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. 20 verse 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of Elohim and of Mashiach, and they shall reign with them 1,000 years. My beloved, I pray that we be found worthy. I pray that we be found worthy, for those who enter into the millennium will get to partake in the new Yerushalayim. Beloved, new Yerushalayim coming down. In 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, new Jerusalem, coming down from Elohim out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of Yahuwah Elohim is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be with his people, and Yahuwah himself shall be with them and be their Elohim, and Elohim shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, nor shall there be any more pain, for the former things are past. Hallelujah. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. Hallelujah! 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 Blessed be the name of Yahuwah. Blessed be the name of Yahuwah. Blessed be the name of Yahuwah. I bless your name. I bless your name. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Ruach to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from Elohim, having the glory of Elohim. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Yashayarel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. My beloved, the Spirit and the Bride is inviting you today to come, beloved, to come, beloved, to come, beloved, to come, beloved, beloved, to come. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for Yahuwah El Shaddai, and the lamp are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of Elohim did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah, my beloved. My beloved, you are being called today. If you hear the voice of Yah through his son Yahusha, through the power of his Ruach HaKodesh, harden not your heart, my beloved, but fall on your knees, fall on your abdomen, and cry out and repent of your sins up to today, up to whatever point you're hearing this call, and repent and turn away. Say, Abaya, help me to repent. Turn away from sin. I declare this day that I'm turning away from unrighteousness and the world system, and I'm turning to your son, Yahusha HaMashiach. Yahusha HaMashiach, beloved, in Revelation 22, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for Yahuwah Elohim giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and Elohim of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets,
and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship Elohim. Worship Elohim. It's time to repent. We're talking about today to the lost sheep of Yisrael, that if they hear your voice, that they harden not their heart, but they turn to your Son, the only one who can truly set them free, your Melchizedek High Priest. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work, as his work shall be. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. I'm going to read that again. It's Revelation 22:14. It did not say the commandments are done away with. Yahusha, Yahuwah, the Ruach is saying, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Yahusha, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the assemblies. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star, and the spirit, and the ruach, and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. That's Revelation 22:17. And I'll read that again. And it says, the ruach and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, Elohim shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this prophecy, Elohim shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come Master Yahusha, the grace of our sovereign Yahusha HaMashiach be with you all. Amen and amen. May Abba Yah bless the hearers of his word today. My beloved, hear the words, my beloved. My beloved, if you hear the voice of Yahuwah calling you, my beloved, choose eternal life, my beloved. John 17, verse 3, and this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true Yah, and Yahusha HaMashiach, whom you have sent. Beloved, you have heard the testimony of the Father. You have heard the testimony of the Son. You have heard the testimony of his Ruach HaKodesh, my beloved. Today is the day, the acceptable day. Today is the day of redemption, my beloved. Harden not your heart, my beloved. I'm going to go ahead and read Acts chapter 2 for you, beloved. It bears testimony of Yahusha HaMashiach after his death and resurrection and ascension up to the Shamayim, where he's sitting at the right hand of his Father as Melchizedek High Priest, beloved. Hallelujah.
This is Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Shavuot was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, and began to speak with other tongues as the Ruach gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem, Yehudim, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And now this was noise abroad. The multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And now hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born, Parthians and Madai and Helamim, and the dwellers in Haram, Rahim, and in Yahud and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Mizraim, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Yahudim and proselytes, Cretes and Havarim. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of Yah. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What does this mean? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Kepha, which is Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Yahud, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last day, says Yahuwah, I will pour out my ruach upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my ruach, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and terrible day of Yahuwah come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. Hallelujah! Verse 21 again. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. You men of Yashayarel, hear these words. Yahusha the Nazarene, a man approved of Yah among you by miracles and wonders. The Nazarene, Yahusha the Nazarene, a man approved of Yah among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which Yahuwah did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of Yah, ye have taken, and by the wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom Yahuwah has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it. For David speaks concerning him, I foresaw Yahuwah always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in Sheol, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with him unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Yah had sworn with an oath to him, at that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Mashiach to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Mashiach, that his soul was not left in Sheol, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Yahusha, as Yahuwah raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Yah exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Ruach HaKodesh, the set apart Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, Yahuwah said unto my Adonai, sit on my right hand until I make your foes your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Yasharel know assuredly that Yahuwah has made the same Yahusha whom you have crucified, both Yahuwah and Mashiach. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Kepha and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Kepha said unto them, repent and be immersed, every one of you, in the name of Yahuwah, Yahusha, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as Yahuwah Eloheinu shall call. And with many words and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this perverse generation. That is the call for you today, beloved. Save yourself from this perverse generation. You hear what is written in the word of Almighty Yah. Repent and return to Yah. Get rid of the idols. Break them down. Cast them out. Get out of the Babylonian system. And repent and return, my beloved. He is faithful. He loves us. He sent his son, who knew no sin, to die for you and me, beloved. That is love, in that he loved us. Yah loved us so much that he sent his son to redeem us. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To redeem us unto himself, because he made us. He created us for his glory and for his pleasure, according to Revelation chapter 4. And he loves us with an everlasting love. He's a compassionate Elohim, beloved. He doesn't desire that you should die. So why will you die, beloved? Cry out. Cry out and repent, beloved. His ways are wonderful. His ways are goodness. His ways are marvelous. His ways are kind. His ways are compassionate. I can attest to that myself, that myself and my family have tasted and seen that Yah is good. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were immersed. They were baptized, their full body, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And again they were baptized in the names of Yahuwah and Yahusha. Those are the only two names, beloved, Yahusha and Yahuwah. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising at Yahuwah, and having favor with all the people. And Yah added to the called out assembly daily such as of wisdom brings to a kingdom, my beloved. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Receive therefore instruction through wisdom words, beloved, and it shall do you good. It shall lead you unto everlasting life, my beloved. Let's look at what the word have to say about the laws of Yah, which are not done away with. Psalm 19, reading from verse 7. The Torah of Yahuwah is perfect, restoring the soul. Wisdom says through her, so were men restored and did what was pleasing unto Yahuwah and were saved. So the Torah of Yahuwah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahuwah is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahuwah are true and righteous. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. I'm going to read that again, beloved. The fear of Yahuwah is clean. Verse 9, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahuwah are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in guarding of them there is great reward. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of our sovereign Yahuwah. Let's hear what he has to say regarding his Torah. Let's look at it. The word in Deuteronomy 4, and I'm going to start at verse 4. But you that did cleave unto Yahuwah, Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. This is Yahuwah speaking, my beloved, not a pastor. This is the word of Elohim. So choose whom you're going to serve. Either your pastor, or your deacon, or your bishop, or your evangelist, whomever. That says the word of Yah is done away with. Or are you going to listen to his word, beloved? That says, behold, I have taught you commandments and judgments, even as Yahuwah Elohai commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. And we're going into a land again, the 1,000 millennial reign with King Yahusha. Guard therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear it, all these statutes, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who has Elohim so nigh unto them as Yahuwah Elohim? For what nation is there so great? Who has Elohim so nigh unto them as Yahuwah Eloheinu is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has commandments and judgments so righteous as all this Torah which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself and guard your soul diligently, lest you forget at the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart and all the days of your life. but teach them your sons and your sons' sons. These are the words of Abba Yah, and I bless his name in King Yahusha HaMashiach's name, in the power of his Ruach HaKodesh. It is my sincere prayer, beloved, that as you listen to this message, that you be stirred up, that you be stirred up, and you cry out to Yah on your knees, fall prostrate, and cry out to him, and ask for forgiveness. Up till this point, he is willing, and he's able, he's willing, and he's able, he's willing, and he's able. Cry out to him, cry out to him, my beloved. He will forgive you, my beloved. He will forgive you. He will forgive you. It says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Beloved, the lost sheep of the house of Yashayarel, heed the calling. Heed the calling, my beloved. This is Sister Rose, a.k.a. Hedaya. Praise Sister Rose with his Hedaya on Spreaker. And I would like to confess that I have received of the Ruach. I have received of the living water. I have been immersed going on 2 years now in the name of Yahuwah, Yahusha. And beloved, I have received of his Ruach HaKodesh. And only lately, about 3 days ago, I was praying with the beloved brethren who manifest the gifts of the Ruach. And I was going through some trials, beloved. We came upon their demonic, satanic attacks. And I had to humble myself. But the word said, Yahuwah said, trust in me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me, and I will make your path straight. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahuwah and turn from evil. And then it will be good. It will be... Let me go there. Let me go. I like going to my scripture. So that's a proverb. That's a proverb. Proverb. That's Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 8. Verse 8, it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. And I trusted, I had to learn to trust Yahuwah that he would deliver me like he said he would deliver me. I was afflicted over 30 days, my beloved. I humbled myself. I fasted and prayed. I lost a lot of weight in the process, which is a plus, but the experience was unpleasant. I was afflicted. I wasn't able to hear the voice of my Elohim. The enemy tried to deceive me, but Yahuwah said he would deliver me. And he did, beloved. He did deliver me. Yesterday we celebrated a day of victory. Today is day 2 of victory. And I want to let you know that he is willing and able to bring victory in your life, beloved. But he first needs you to come. The Ruach and the bride say, come. Let all those who are thirsty say, come. And take and drink of the free gift of water freely in Revelation 22:17. And he promised, beloved, that when you receive of his Ruach HaKodesh, you will be in your belly, would be like rivers of living water pouring out onto eternal life. And I can tell you, beloved, that this is one manifestation of the baptism of his Ruach HaKodesh. I bless your name, O Yah. I bear testimony that he has delivered us. I bear testimony like his word said in his word. We read it in Revelation. He said that he would come and in many fall He said he will come and sup with you when you open the door. And we see here, I'm going to read it for you in John. He said that him and his father would come and make their abode with us. Beloved, there are blessings for now, and there is blessings, life eternal. Beloved, choose wisely. Choose whom you will follow, because the world system will not endure. Yahusha is coming, and his reward is with them. His reward is with them. Hallelujah. So we see Yahusha answered in John 14:23 and said unto him, if a man love me, he will guard at my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We bless your name. We bless your Kadosh name. We bless your Kadosh name. Principalities and powers have no rule over the children of light. We serve a living Elohim, and we push him back, and we say, get thee from off the seed of Yashayarel, for they are chosen. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the children of Yashayarel, because Abaya in Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 2, and Yahuwah said unto Satan, Yahuwah, I'm going to go back to one, and he showed me at Yahusha, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahuwah, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And Yahuwah said unto Satan, Yahuwah, rebuke you, O Satan, even Yahuwah that has chosen Yerushalayim, rebuke you. Is not this the brand plucked out of the fire? Beloved, today you've heard the voice of Yah. Today is the day for repentance. Today is the day of repentance. If you hear his voice, Yashayarel, harden not your voice. Today is the day of repentance. May Abaya bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. And may he give you his shalom. My beloved, if you'd love for us to pray together, to study the Bible together, for me to pray on behalf of you, to overcome as you're seeking to choose wisely, beloved, send me a message at hishadayah@gmail.com. That's hishadayah. hishadayah@gmail.com. Yahuwah bless you, and I praise Abba for you listening to this point. That tells me, my beloved, your heart is pliable. Your heart is pliable. Your heart is pliable. Your heart is circumcised. Come unto Yah, all those who labor. Yahusha say, come unto him, and he will give you rest. Come on, take his yoke and his burden upon you, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. My beloved, he's low in heart and he's meek. Come on to Yahusha, the way, the truth, and the life, and receive living water that you may live now in greatness through the Ruach, and that you may live forever in the coming life that you will receive, promised by our eternal Abba Yahuwah, which he gave to his son, gave to us the gift of his Ruach HaKodesh. Be blessed, my beloved. Shalom, shalom.